NPR's Ina Jaffe is at the headquarters of former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee in downtown Des Moines. Ina, I gather it's a small place, perhaps reflecting his late entry into the top tier of candidates in Iowa?
All I can say is that when I've covered bond measures in California that Arnold Schwarzenegger was supporting, the governor had bigger headquarters for his bond measure than I'm seeing here in this ballroom tonight. But there are a few dozen people here, and I imagine it will fill up eventually as the caucuses shut down. And what we've had so far is a prayer circle. Several people, most of them young, not all, from Arkansas, who came up here to pray at some quite a bit of intensity and some length for former Governor Huckabee's success.
Now, Ina, going into this, Mike Huckabee and Mitt Romney were very, very close in the polls. I assume that this is seen by them as a test of organization on the Republican side.
Absolutely. Certainly it is for the Romney campaign. I mean, he spent much time in Iowa. He spent millions of dollars, including $17 million of his own money on his campaign here. And either he or a member of his family has been to every one of the 99 counties in the state. And they're really hoping that their organization turns out caucus goers for them, because they have been lagging behind former Governor Huckabee in the polls. As for the governor of Arkansas, former governor of Arkansas, he's been relying a lot on free media, appearing on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno last night, and things of that nature, mm-hmm. where he can sort of show off his charm and his likability.
Well, Ina, we'll be hearing from you as the evening wears on. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
NPR's Ina Jaffe at the Embassy Suites Hotel in downtown Des Moines, Iowa, Republican Mike Huckabee's headquarters this evening.